When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right, man. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. Viggity, viggity, Vic. Double verified double V here. DJ Longfellow in for DJ Shagrew. And MC Badass Baddish in for Esmeralda the Heart Melda. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. We'll take a few requests. We got a bunch of backup texts that I'm going to be playing here. Requests. Fly Jams Friday is when we celebrate the world of funk and R&B and kick off your weekend with a funky fly start. And that's going to occur right after the news, which is coming up after this. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday is here, and if you would like to join us, it's 312-981-7200, and Fly Jams Friday happens every Friday. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Jimbo requested that one. That's Tom Brown, Jamaica Funk. And there you go, good old Jimbo. Let's also hear this one. This is from the 312 area code. Wanted to hear, well, this is appropriate, Will Smith.
And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Yeah, Will Smith. Did anybody ever wonder where DJ Jazzy Jeff is? Because we all know that Will Smith is, you know, a megastar right now, and DJ Jazzy Jeff isn't. So I just wonder where he is. 217 area code requested this. This is perhaps one of my favorite, if not my favorite, fly jam of all time. And I personally think maybe the best song of the 70s.
Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong. But it's much too strong to let it go now.
Yeah, that's just the best. That song is just the best. We've played it like 800 times on Fly Jams Friday, but it's never enough. So, Billy Paul, everybody. All right, it's Fly Jams. Bob, hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
This morning, I'd like to play a song for our guest, MC Badass Baddish. Since he's not around here to play songs for that often, although I did get a chance to play when he and Brian were substituting for you after the Walk of Fame, I know he's pretty fond of the original of this song from a somewhat obscure album called Child is Father to the Man by BS&T, their first album before David Clayton Thomas joined the band. This is a cover of I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know by Donny Hathaway.
Do you think I want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you'll ever know.
Yeah, that's good, Bob.
Yes, I know he said once I heard him on the air that he really liked that album. He thought it was a great album. I think those are his words.
Were those your words?
Yeah, very close.
Okay. All right. All right, thanks, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Yeah?
Last week, Mike brought up my call a couple weeks ago about Gene Chandler, and he played To Be a Lover.
Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to say Mike knows way more about fly jams than I ever will because he's lived them, and I'm still trying to get caught up. But I'd like to say to him that To Be a Lover didn't get past 94 on the pop charts after being number one with Duke of Earl in 62. And number 12, Groovy Situation hit number 12. So I still think I was right. And anyway, Backfield, he mentioned Backfield in Motion. I played that on one of my first calls because I remember because you had that goofy traffic reporter back then that you had to explain the double entendre to. Thank God we have Esmeralda and Roger. Just a little inside baseball.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
Hey, speaking of baseball, what do you think about our new pitcher?
I think it's a great move.
I do too.
I think it's a really great move. I think it's a temporary move. And I also think it's a, I think it's a good trade for the Sox too, man.
Well,
you know, I mean, if they're seriously, if the Sox are rebuilding, and Jimenez is the kind of guy that they want.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I was just saying, hopefully they'll be about as good as George Bell, huh?
All right, thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Nick.
I remember when I, you know, there's all these. Have you seen all this stuff about Sammy Sosa now?
Yes,
like
the pictures.
It's the pictures of him. He's white now or something.
He was like.
He had a pinkish hue, like George Costanza likes the women for their cheeks. Does it have a pinkish hue? But Bob was just referring to was the Sammy Sosa George Bell trade from 1992. And I remember because I was never on the Sosa bandwagon ever. I always hated Sammy Sosa, always never liked him ever. Even in 98, I didn't like him. It was fun to watch him and, you know, McGuire all juiced up on roids, knocking balls out of the park, which was really a lot of fun. It brought a lot of people back, you know, to the game after the strike and everything. But I never liked Sammy Sosa. And I remember when I heard about the trade, I was so angry that the Cubs got rid of George Bell. George Bell amounted to nothing. I will say that. And, you know, he was done after maybe two seasons with the Sox, and he may have played another team after that. But he really did accomplish nothing. And then, of course, Sammy Sosa went on to be Sammy Sosa. But I still think it was a bad trade for the Cubs. So, anyway. All right. Let's see. Here, 708 area code wanted to hear this.
I was tired and wait for some time. Then my life said a welcoming sign. It said,
yeah, that's Change featuring Luther Vandross, Searching to Find the One. Dan, you're familiar with the fact that Luther Vandross is responsible for the Luther Burger. You know what the Luther Burger is, right?
Yeah, where did I hear that?
Roger, you know what the Luther Burger is?
No.
You don't know what the Luther Burger is? Luther Burger is a bacon cheeseburger. Instead of a bun, it's served on a Krispy Kreme donut. You slice the Krispy Kreme donut in half, you toast it, and you put the burger on it. It's very popular. I've actually had a Luther here or there, and it's good. They're good. But it became popular because the story is, and I don't know if it's true, the legend is that Luther Vandross was hungry, as he often was. Luther Vandross had a pretty good appetite. He was a big dude. And he wanted a bacon cheeseburger, and he had no buns in the house. And so, that's going to end up on Out of Context next Friday. And he had no buns in the house, so he got a Krispy Kreme donut and he cut it in half, and he created the Luther Burger. And if you guys have never had it, it's really good. It's that sweet and savory thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's really good. Here's Ike real quick on WGN. Go ahead, Ike.
Hey, Nick, how's it going with you, man?
Good.
I have a good one for you. I'm sure you know this. Late 80s, the new Jack, I'll Be Sure, Night and Day.
All right. Yeah, that's Fly. That's in the era where the Fly jams, where Fly became the thing. That's how you described those songs in that era, like the new Jack style. I'll Be Sure. Night and Day. That's a good one. Ike, thanks, man. All right, we'll continue here. 312-981-7200. DJ Longfellow in for DJ Shagru this morning. And Esmeralda is out, and Roger Badish is here. And Esmeralda is also going to be out on Monday. She's attending the Pitchfork Music Festival all weekend. So she will also be out on Monday. And I believe Susan Berkus is filling in for Esmeralda that morning, on Monday morning. Okay, we got a break here for weather and traffic. Yeah, there you go. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich coming up in about 11 minutes with your opening bell. And Pete McMurray is in for Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It is Fly Jams Friday. Ted requested Michael Jackson's Working Day and Night. And so we got that song for him right there. Now let's see. Let's do another one here. 773 area code requests this one. This is actually another one of my favorite songs of all time.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Yeah, that's a great song by the Five Stair Steps. There actually was a cover version of that song on the soundtrack of the movie Over the Edge, which is a great movie. You ever see Over the Edge?
No.
It's a movie from 1979. It takes place in this suburb, sort of cul-de-sac area, mm-hmm. Where the teenagers don't have anything to do. They have a rec center, and they decide that they're going to close down the rec center, and they're going to build more businesses and a shopping mall and stuff. And the kids, it's 1979, so the kids are drinking and they're into drugs and stuff. It's Matt Dillon's first movie. Essentially, it's a teenage rebellion movie where, you know, they're taking away the one thing that they have in this really cold, empty suburb where it's just, you know, condos being built and stuff like that. So the kids rebel, and they have an emergency PTA meeting at the high school. And while all of the parents and the school are in the building, all of the kids from the suburb chain up the doors, lock the parents in, and start burning cars and stuff outside.
Sweet.
It's a phenomenal movie. Nice. With a great soundtrack. A great soundtrack. But there's a cover version. I can't remember who the artist is. It's not the Five Stair Steps version, but it's a cover version that they used during the last, like, 2 minutes of the movie.
And then Five Stair Steps in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Those soundtracks are unbelievable. Yeah. Here's Roosevelt on WGN. Hey, Roosevelt.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How you doing this
morning? All right.
Before I give you the song, I want to tell Bob also that Blood, Sweat, and Tears did a version of that I'll Love You More Than You Ever Know in 1968.
Yes,
great version of it.
Yeah.
I want to get to the fly funky band of the 70s, and that is the Ohio Players.
Mm-hmm.
With Sweet Sticky Things.
All right. Yeah. All right, Roosevelt. Thanks, man.
I remember when that album came out. I'm still in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I remember every Ohio Player's album cover.
Yep.
Because, you know, you're like a 12-year-old, 13-year-old boy looking at the Ohio Player's album covers, and they were the greatest thing ever. Yeah, if you're not familiar with the Ohio Players discography and their album covers, you just do a little Google image search for Ohio Player album covers, and you'll be happy that I suggested that you do the Google search, because I was a kid, and, you know, we had all of them in the house,
right?
All the Ohio, and I would just, like, you know, put on some Ohio Players, and then I would just stare at the cover for 15 minutes. And if you've seen the covers of Roger, you know what I'm talking about. There's wonderful naked ladies on every cover of Ohio Players, and it was nice to see when you're 12. I can tell you that much.
Yep.
All right, 708 area code wants to hear this.
Windmill call time comes around. Yeah, I'm gonna sit right down on this cold, wet, muddy ground.
That's a great song. God, I haven't heard that song in a long time. Mel and Tim, a mail call time, and 708 area code says thank you and God bless. Well, thank you and God bless. I was just looking up at the screen, Dan, and, you know, our Dino was just on, and he gave War for the Planet of the Apes, War of the Planet of the Apes, a B+. So I was hoping for an A.
Only a B+.
Only a B+. I don't know.
Still enough for me.
Oh no, if he gave it an F, I'd still go see it. Are you kidding me?
I know you're almost out of time. This is for you.
What's for me? Oh, thank you,
happy
man.
Birthday.
Thank you very much. It's Jerry Lewis movie poster book and Jerry Lewis movie poster volume 2.
Yeah.
That's fantastic, man. Thank you very much.
It's a two-parter because the second part hasn't arrived yet.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, this is enough, man.
No, I'm going to get you. I've got a picture card that used to be displayed in front of the theaters.
Uh-huh.
Of a scene from,
like
your favorite Jerry Lewis movie?
My favorite Jerry Lewis movie?
Ladies Man.
That's not my favorite, but it's up there.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's him capturing the dog.
Oh, okay.
At the elevator.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's nice of you, man. You didn't have to do that.
I did have to do it because I did. Oh. You remember last time I gave you a Jerry Lewis stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
DVDs at one of the
at MovieCo, yeah.
At the MovieCo, yeah.
That's right. Well, I appreciate that, man. That's very nice of you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Happy birthday. All right, Raj. Thanks, buddy. Let's see. Here is, we got Scott. Scott here? Yeah, Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, I wanted to see if you could put up a little bit of Curtis Mayfield, Chicago's very own.
Well, yeah.
Move on up.
Here we go.
Hush, not child. Might understand you by and by. Just move on up toward your destination. Though you may find from time to time complication.
Yeah, that is a great song. Curtis Mayfield, man. You can't go wrong with Curtis Mayfield. I remember that song is used at the end credits of a movie called The Groove Tube. from the 70s. Oh. Ridiculous movie. All right, let's say hello to Steve and find out what's happening on the opening bell. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday and the day before, the Federal Reserve Chairman Janet Yellen gave her semi-annual testimony before Congress. We've been picking apart the testimony, tell you about some of the important parts of that. Among them yesterday, we may not be that immune from another financial crisis. And Paul Nolte's here. We'll go over that. Maybe find you some cheap airfare as well. All coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. Raj, thanks again, man. That was really sweet of
thanks.
You. You didn't have to do that. My pleasure.
I know how much you love Jerry.
And, I do.
And I missed the birthday. You were gone that week or the week following the birthday, but I wasn't around.
No, I was here. I worked on my birthday.
I know, but you were gone the week after.
No, this is the week after. My birthday was last Thursday. So this,
I thought you were gone for a couple of
days. I have not taken any time. I took the 4th off. I took the 4th off.
There you go.
So that's that. But
and I was working the 4th.
Oh, okay. Well, that's the only time I took off was the 4th.
Okay.
But I appreciate it. That's very nice of you, man. Seriously. I appreciate it. And it was great having you in for
always a pleasure.
For Esmeralda. And Dan, thank you for filling in.
No problem. It was always fun.
It's always fun.
I love the fly jams.
I know, man. DJ Longfellow, that's you. All right, we got a break here, and the news is coming up next.